G'day Rockstar, Taki Moore here from Coach Marketing Machine. Today I want to talk to you about how to get the front stage and backstage of your business sorted so you can spend more time doing the stuff that you love and way less time doing all of the admin grunt work that you probably hate. Stay tuned, I'm going to show you exactly how to do it. All right, so back in university, I actually went to uni and studied business. There was one class that was amazing. The rest of it was, sort of okay. There was one class that was amazing and the lecturer taught me about the idea of front stage and backstage. He said every business has got a front stage and every business has a backstage. The front stage is when you're front of house in front of clients or prospects or the market. And backstage is everything that happens behind the scenes that nobody ever sees. And the backstage job is obviously to support the front stage. Make sense? So every business has got a front stage and a backstage. Here's what I think I know about you. Probably you don't love the backstage so much. You love the front stage, right? You love to speak and coach and train and create and communicate. And the truth is that probably the front stage loves you back. You get a whole bunch of love and appreciation and money and energy from front stage. So you love the front stage. The front stage loves you too. You get paid for the front stage. You don't get paid for the backstage. Chances are you don't love the backstage at all. Here's the problem though. You're a front stage guy or a front stage gal, but you've got backstage needs. If all you've got is a front stage, you just quickly speed up the rate at which people find out you're no good. So you need a backstage operation that keeps you front stage and gets you front stage as much as you possibly can. But because you're not a natural backstage person, usually you've got problems in three areas. The areas are you, your team, and your business. So with you, the problems are that you spend too much time doing stuff that wasting so much time on stuff that you shouldn't be doing, right? And the flip side of that is you're not spending nearly enough time doing the things that you should, the front stage stuff, because you just don't have time. When it comes to your team, if you're to be rocking at front stage, if you're to be incredible at coach, consult, train, deliver, you need an A-grade team. But frankly, the problem is that you've probably got some kind of B-grade backstage support going on. So I'm sure they mean well and they're doing their very best, but there's probably some B-grade performance going on. Secondly, you've got a whole bunch of ideas, projects, concepts in your head that you love to unleash and get out, but there's a bottleneck because you don't have a way to get them out of your head and into people's hands quick enough. So on the team front, it's B-grade players and a bottleneck. Thirdly, when it comes to your business, well, I don't know you, but I work with a bunch of kind of creative coaches. And so typically they're disorganized, right? And secondly, really reactive when it comes to planning out their year, the shiny object syndrome. They go here, then they go here, then they go here, then they go here. They're really reactive. So there's our three problems around you, your team, and your business, right? Here's the problem, too much time doing stuff you shouldn't, not enough time doing stuff you should. B grade support, projects getting bottlenecked so you can't get them out. Disorganized and getting reactive. What's the upshot of all of that? The upshot's really simple. It's number one, that you're overworked. And number two, that you're underpaid. I reckon there's three things, there are six things that you need to do about it. Number one, you want to work from your genius. Find the things that you are great at and spend all of your time doing those. You want to be a front stage person, you need to kind of step into the things that only you can do, that you're passionate about, that you're incredible at, frankly, that the market will pay for, right? Genius. Number two, how do you eliminate the other stuff, all the stuff that you shouldn't? Well, you need to learn some productivity hacks. So we've just spent 2 days working on genius and productivity hacks. We've also been talking about working with a team of ninjas, training up some ninjas who can take care of the backstage stuff for you. What's their job? Their job is to support you so you can spend more time front stage, right? So ninjas, in terms of projects getting bottlenecked and not being able to get stuff out of your head and into people's hands quick enough, you need to learn how to hand off projects in a way that they stay handed off so that you're really clear about what you want and you're able to communicate it clearly so that you can pass it over and it stays handed over forever, and now they can run the projects for you. On the business side of things, instead of being disorganized and reactive, we want a pulse in your business, a series of tasks which happen every day like clockwork, every week like clockwork, every month like clockwork, every quarter, every year like clockwork, exactly how they have to be. So you don't have to chase it or remember, it just happens. And then finally, in terms of being reactive, we want to lay some tracks, a really clear plan for the year. So you just follow the plan and do exactly what it says. No more shiny object. Instead of being overworked and underpaid, you'll get to do what you love and be rewarded handsomely for it. So we've just spent 2 days at the Backstage Intensive going deep into how to do those six things incredibly well and how to set up the backstage of coaching business so it lets you step forward and be front stage as much as possible. If you want to learn a little bit more about that, then just send us an email, blackbelt@moreclients.com.au, or message me below. I'd love to have a chat with you about how to get you front stage more. Listen, if you like this tip, click the like button. In fact, don't just click the like button. This has been killer. Smash the like button. Scroll down to the bottom and leave me a comment. If you'd like to know more about working with me in Black Belt or about how to get you more front stage, leave me a comment. Love to continue the conversation down there. Either that or private message me on Facebook if that's easier for you. Cool? Take good care. I'll talk to you soon.